Okay, good morning. I would like to welcome everybody on my breakout session today morning, which will talk about the migration best practices from System Center 2007 to 2012. My name is László Robocki, and I came from Europe to you to talk about my experiences about the migration of the new version of the SCCM, and I will discuss in the more details about the common scenarios. There will be another session after this session in the same room here, which is called UDB 308, which will be talked about. Okay, which will be talked about the detailed architecture migration and the detailed architecture creation for the new SCCM 2012. And these two breakout sessions could give you a general overview about the challenges that can be stated by the SCCM 2012. On this session, we will be mostly focusing on the overview of the new features which came by the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1, which have an impact on the migration. We will discuss the design consideration, what kind of tools and features that must be considered before we are starting the migration or we are starting to build the migration environment. We will talk about the prerequisites that must be fulfilled before we are starting the migration. We will talk about the migration process itself, but just in a few words. There will be another session, as I mentioned before, that we will discuss the details about the using the migration jobs, which is a great tool in the SCCM 2012. And after that, and if we and you are over on the migration, we will have to talk a few words about the decommission of the SCCM 2007. We don't have enough time. I can talk about more than a week about the challenges that can be stated by the SCCM 2012, but we have only 70 minutes left. And that's why I will not discuss the new features of the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1, which has not a direct impact on the migration. We will not dig deep into the details of supporting the third-party platforms, and including the new version of the MDT also. We will not learn the SCCM 2012 basics because we have very tight time frame. And during the session, I will not develop your migration plan, but I have an offer for you. If you have a very long question that would take time to answer for you, I will be here after this session in front of the door, and I'm ready to answer to every question, because maybe we will skip the Q&A session of this meeting because I have a very long presentation with two time-consuming demos. First of all, let's see the overview of the new features which have an impact on the migration process. With the Service Pack 1, we have increased further the capacity of the SCCM 2012. From now, we are able to manage 400,000 computer agents per hierarchy, 100,000 agents per primary site, and 25,000 computer objects per management point. Please everybody raise the hands who have a better, bigger IT environment than 25,000 endpoints. 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, in that case, maybe you have used more than one management point, but to the others, the technical capacity of the SCCM 2012 does not have any impact and does not provide any reason to create more than one site server for the whole company. And there are some other objects that we have to consider, because in the new version of the SCCM has some new features like application catalog, web components, and application storage itself. We will be able to manage 400,000 clients per application catalog and 10,000 packages per distribution point. We are not supporting several operating systems with several service pack levels that we have to consider, because it was most of the operating system and the service pack level was supported by the SCCM 2007. And from now, we will not support this operating system level. It means if there is any agent installed by the SCCM 2007 on this version of the operating system, it will not be able to migrate to SCCM 2012 unless we have migrated the service pack level to a supported level. And one more thing at the end of the list, we will not support in the SCCM 2012 any version of data in EM edition from the Windows 7. Let's see the design considerations. We have three basic stages of the migration. The first is the plan, then we have to build the migration environment, and after that we have to perform the migration process. When we are planning, we have to discover the existing environment. We have to have an updated inventory about the operating system level, service pack level. Do we have Itanium systems or not? Do we have several Active Directory for us which are untrusted or trusted? And we have to level up the SCCM 2007 to at least service pack 2, because this is the minimum level that is supported by the migration job functionality of the SCCM 2012. And then, which is a very long very short statement, but it is very time-consuming, we have to select all the objects that have to be migrated. This is very important because in SCCM 2007 environment, which is used for several weeks, that it could contain several garbage in the databases. And I'm pretty sure about that, that you don't want to migrate everything to the new environment, just an updated or a used object on a daily basis. After that, we have to design a new hierarchy, which must be and could be very simple, much more simple than the existing environment, which is operated by the SCCM 2007. And we will have a small slide about the new hierarchy design. After that, we have to build the SCCM 2012 environment. I strongly recommend you that you have to fulfill the hardware requirement for the SCCM 2012, because if you are not supporting the required hardware requirements, you will not be able to have the end user experience that you would like to have from the SCCM 2012. Use the latest recommended operating system and SQL Server levels, which are in 2012. These operating systems are supported by the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1. Perform the smoke test and the performance test on the new environment before we are starting the migration process, because we have to make sure about that the new hierarchy is able to process the migration tasks within an appropriate time frame. After that, we can start the migration itself. We have to migrate the required objects, so we are migrating the contents of the databases to the new environment. After that, we have performed a migration. We have to check the functionality of the new objects and the migrated objects. Then we can start migrating of the clients. First of all, we are performing a pilot test, and if the pilot is successful, we can start build the BARP migration of the clients. After that, we have to decommission of the old SCCM. This is a very important step because we are not decommissioning the SCCM 2007. There could be a couple of objects that could be remain in the Active Directory, which could have an impact on the SCCM 2012 environment, and we will have to talk about it later. And we are planning the site boundaries, that we have to try to decide how many site servers, how many primary site servers, how many secondary site servers, how many distribution points for other SCCM site roles must be created in the new environment. We have to consider the content of this list. First of all, if you are created a new site system in the SCCM 2007 because of the security boundaries, for example, you have tenant companies in your environment, and you would like to make sure that they will not be able to see your object, you are not able to see their objects in the SCCM 2007, it was the best practices to create a new site system for them, and they will be able to manage the new site system directly. But in the SCCM 2012, we have role-based security access we can control the behavior of the SCCM 2012, and it doesn't require to create a new site system in the SCCM 2012. Site-wide settings. There were several site-wide settings in the SCCM 2007, like the client push installation properties, or like the computer agent properties, hardware software inventory properties, which was the same behavior and the same settings in the all SCCM 2007 sites. But in the SCCM 2012, most of the site-wide settings can be configured and specified per collections. So that's why we don't have to create new site system, because we would like to implement new hardware inventory objects or new software inventory processes or details for several computers or users. Secondary sites, I'm mentioning PXE and distribution points in the list, but most of the cases when the customers and the users deploying secondary sites because of they would like to use distribution points and the PXE functionality in the same site system. In the SCCM 2012, the PXE is part of the distribution point site role. So we don't have to install secondary sites to provide distribution point and operating system deployment functionality on the remote side. It is only enabled by the distribution point. And if we would like to manage computers in other Active Directory domains or Active Directory forest, which are even trusted or untrusted in our environments, in the older version of the SCCM, we have to install dedicated site servers to manage computer objects and users in a different Active Directory domain, different Active Directory forest. But in the biggest, in my opinion, the biggest advantage of the SCCM 2012 that it is able to manage computers in distinct Active Directory forest, even if it is trusted or untrusted with the existing Active Directory forest, which is containing the SCCM 2012 site system. What are the supported hierarchy scenarios? I'm just mentioning some options for you, but the next session we'll be talking about details about the content of this list. You can specify parent site for the primary site anytime from the Service Pack 1 version of the SCCM 2012. Without the Service Pack 1, you have to decide that the newly installed primary site will be at top of the hierarchy or just the second level on the hierarchy, but in the Service Pack 1, we can decide it later. It is not necessary to install primary or secondary sites in every Active Directory domain and forest, so it is more than enough if you are installing just one SCCM 2012 site system. SCCM 2012 support agent in untrusted forest and domains, and the hierarchy design has a serious impact on the pool distribution point functionality, which is part of the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1. What does it mean? In the old environment, every distribution point connects directly to their site system. So if the distribution point tries to download the contents from the SCCM site server, it's downloaded directly from the SCCM site server. But in 2012 Service Pack 1 version of the SCCM, we can define that the distribution point does not have to download the contents from the site system. It is able to configure that I would like to define for the distribution point to download the contents from another distribution point in the hierarchy. So using this function, we can skip the necessary installation of the site systems, primary or secondary sites in the environment. Supported upgrade paths from the SCCM 2007. Maybe you are aware of that no in-place upgrade is supported by the SCCM 2007 to SCCM 2012, so it's not able to put the installation media to the SCCM 2007 server, run the upgrade process, and everything will be fine. No, it is not supported. Only side-by-side upgrade is supported. The one exception is that the content migration is solved by the migration jobs of the SCCM 2012. There are several built-in tools and features support the migration process, and there will be a breakout session using the migration jobs today afternoon, which is called UDB 316, which is detailed about the behavior and the functionality of the migration jobs itself. Let's see the prerequisites of the migration before we are starting. Maybe you know the situation when you are starting the migration. You believe that you know everything about the migration process. You are starting the migration tool, and somebody, for example, the customer or your boss is stands behind you, and suddenly an error message appears. You have forgot something. You have forgot some prerequisites to fulfill before you are starting the migration process. and most of the prerequisites are not detailed in immigration documentation. Maybe you have to dig deep to the forums, you have to dig deep into the discussion list in the internet to find out what could be happened. I have gathered a couple of features that must be fulfilled before we are starting immigration, which are common issues, and I would like to present you what could be the impact on the SCC on 2012 migration. Active Directory schema extension. It is not needed if the schema was extended for the SCC in 2007 before. But as usual, the SCC in 2012 server object must have a full admin rights to the System Management Organization Unit in the Active Directory. On the server side, this is a very strict prerequisite that you have to build the SCC in 2012 environment on the proper hardware or the proper resources on the hypervisor environment. The 16 gigabytes of the RAM is strongly recommended for the SCC in 2012. It doesn't matter how many agents will be managed by the SCC in 2012. Even if it is just 10 or 100 agents, the 64 gigabits is a minimum. Not 64, 16 gigabits is a minimum recommended for the RAM size. And you have to ensure about the required software components are fulfilled. Operating system version and the SQL Server version are at least 2012. Client side. Before we are starting the client side migration, a few things have to be fulfilled. First of all, you have to install the BITS 2.5 to all systems where it's applicable. What kind of system are these? Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 2. In the older version of the SCCM, BITS extension has been installed during the SCCM agent installation, but in the SCCM 2012, the server does not install the BITS 2.5. You have to install it before you are starting the client migration on the Windows Server 2003 version operating system. You have to migrate the service pack level of the clients to the supported level of the SCCM 2012. It means that you have to fulfill the operating system and the service level requirement of the migration. You have to disable the group policies, which is configuring the behavior of the SCCM. Who are using group policy extension for managing the assignment of the SCCM agents? Raise the hands. Okay. Yes. Guys, you have to listen carefully because of the next slide will contain serious information for you. The group policy objects can be found under the computer configuration. You can change it. You can update it, but you are not able to remove it. If you are setting the disable option on this group policy object, it does not have any impact on the client side. And I will tell you why, and I will tell you how can we find a workaround to solve this situation. After that, you have to change the WSUS configuration, which is set by the group policy, to the new WSUS server, because if you are not updating this information, the software update information will not be uploaded to the SCCM 2012. It will be uploaded to the SCCM 2012. With configuring the SCCM client assignment using group policy, and if you are set to disable the group policy object, there will be three registry key values which is remained on the client side. I have listed these registry values, and you can find it in the HKLM software, Microsoft SMS mobile client, under this hive, and you have to delete it manually, because if you are not deleting this manually, it doesn't care about if you are opening on a control panel, opening the configuration manager, control panel applet, and trying to insert you manually the new site code of the SCCM 2012, the agent will not apply this information because these registry settings overwrite the manually inserted SCCM 2012 site assignment. You have to delete it. You have to delete it, and I would like to present you a very small and very smart PowerShell script, which is reading a text file. The text file contains a list of the computers where we have to delete this kind of register keys. You will be able to find this PowerShell script in the presentation, and everybody will be able to read this presentation later also. The second step is not so technical, but very important in the migration process. You have to inform the end users. You have to inform the end users because there is a several item that will be created in the, at the end user components, and there will be a couple of tools will be disappeared from the end users, and you have to inform them before they are start to complaining about the unexpected behavior of their computer. And this is a very good chance to use the publisher in your life. The first is we have a software center. The software center will contain the available software, the installation state of the software, and the list of the installed software, like as it was listed in the control panel programs and gap in the gap programs option. But we have no more control panel programs, gap programs option from SCCM 2012 agents. That's why we have to inform the end users how can they claim for the new software installations. We have a software catalog in SCCM 2012, which is not replacing an existing option. This is a brand new option in the SCCM 2012. This is the website where the end user is able to request new operating systems and new software installations. The software catalog requires Silverlight installed on the end user environment, but most of the cases, for example, if the SCCM is used for managing the server environment only, the Silverlight installation is not so required as we would like. So we have to be able to skip the Silverlight installation in the SCCM 2012, and we will have to be able to do it, and I will show you how can we skip the unneeded Silverlight installation. Let's see the migration itself. We can use the migration functionality of the SCCM 2012. This is not a mandatory use. We don't have to use it every time when we are migrating to the new version of the SCCM, but this is a very useful tool that can be used for the migrate just only the content of the SCCM database, not the clients and the functionality of the clients. This is a built-in solution. This is, helps to automate the manual processes, and it has a couple of impact, and it has a couple of changes according to the SCCM 2007 hierarchy, and I will show you the main differences between the 2007 and 2012. And the migration jobs not migrate the content of the software update. You have to, I'm suggesting you to rebuild the software update services in the new environment instead of the migrating the content. And you are using the migration jobs from the old version to the new version, you have to consider that maybe in the new version you will be used only one or two sites, not more. But in the old version, there are several primary sites and several levels in the hierarchy. When you are using the migration tool, you have to connect all the level of the old hierarchy to the top level of the SCCM 2012, and it will be able to migrate the contents from all the SQL Server databases of the old environment to the one instance in the new environment, using the migration jobs. What can be migrated using the migration jobs? Most of the options, most of the objects in the SCCM 2007, like collection, advertisement, boundaries, software distribution, and all the listed objects on the left side. But please consider that on the right side, you will find the object that cannot be migrated using the migration jobs. Like you will not be able to migrate the queries. We will not be able to security rights because the SCCM 2012 has a brand new security subsystem, the role-based access. You are not able to migrate the reports using the migration jobs. You will not be able to migrate the web reports. You are not able to migrate the inventory and history data from the clients, which is stored in the SQL Server database of the SCCM 2007. And you will not be able to migrate the AMT client provisioning information and the files in the client cache. When you are starting the migration of the collections, you have to consider that the SCCM 2012 has a brand new approach to the managing of the collection. In the SCCM 2012, there are no mixed collections. The collection can be contained only just the users or just the device. A collection can be mixed if you are using the include and exclude functionality of the collections. That means that I can create a collection which is quite empty, and I can include a collection which contains only the computer, and I can include a collection which contains only the users. That is the way how can I create a mixed collection in the SCCM 2012. And the biggest impact that there's no linked collections in the SCCM 2012, or some of them are used by sub-collections. What does that mean during the migration? For example, if we have a site and there is a collection which is empty, and there are two linked collections under the empty collection, and I'm migrating this collection to the new environment, the new environment will create a folder under the collections tab in the SCCM 2012, which has the same name like the site of the SCCM 2007. There will be a subfolder with the name of the collection which is empty, and there will be two collections under the folder which is contains the linked membership of the linked collection from the SCCM 2007. That means you will not be able to build the same hierarchy that was used in the SCCM 2007 in the 2012. In every case, you have to reconsider how we use the collections in the future in the SCCM 2012. Let's see another example. We have a collection which has several members, and there are two sub-collections, LC1 and LC2. And if I'm migrating these three collections to the new environment, there will be created a folder which is called C1. There will be a new collection which is called C1 and contains the same members as was contained in the C1. And there will be two additional collections which has no any relativity to the original C1. Just it will include the membership of the LC1 and the LC2. So when you are creating new collections, the new collection will be created by the migration jobs, or maybe you have to create collections by yourself, because you have to consider a couple of configuration settings in the SCCM 2012, which are the following. You may have to scope the client settings. For example, you would like to create a collection that contains all the computers which have a different configuration for the hardware inventory. So that's why you have to create additional collections according to the SCCM 2007. You may have to create new collections which are containing the computers which are scoping a specific security roles for specific users in your environment. That's why you have to create a new collection again. We may have to create a new scope for firewall policies, because the SCCM 2012 is able to manage the firewall policies in the environment. That's why you have to create several collections to manage the different settings for the firewalls. And you may have to create anti-malware policies. You may have to create collections for scoping the anti-malware policies, because you are decided to use in the system center endpoint protection. Who is using system center or forefront endpoint protection in their environment? Raise hands, please. Okay. There are a couple of recommendations to create collection and how can you scoping the anti-malware policies, and there will be another session about how can you configure the endpoint protection behavior of the SCCM 2012. As you can see, you may have to create several collections in your environment, maybe 50 collections, 100 or 200 collections, and to create these collections are very time-consuming if you are using the SCCM 2012 console. Instead of, I'm recommending you to use this PowerShell script, which is very simple, collecting information from a comma-separated file, which has a very simple structure. The first line contains the name of the columns, and the rest of the lines are contains the information that can be used for creating the collections. If you are filling out this comma-separated file with the information of the newly created collections, and you can start the PowerShell script, and it will create even hundreds of the collections within 1 or 2 minutes, instead of you creating collections for 1 or 2 days or weeks. Depends on the number of the collections to be created. Shared distribution points. When you are starting the migration from SCCM 2012, during the migration, you have to ensure the usability of the existing SCCM functionalities. For example, you have to be able to distribute applications to the clients during the migration. Because of this, the SCCM 2012 is able to manage the shared distribution points. What does that mean? The same distribution points is used by the old and the new SCCM environment with some limitations. For example, you are not able to update the contents of the distribution point if you are sharing a distribution point between the two environments. It is recommended to create a new distribution point in the SCCM immediately to avoid this administration overhead. Why am I telling you? Because if you are creating a shared distribution point and the migration process is very time consuming, for example, you are migrating the environment for several weeks, it means that you will not be able to update the content of the distribution point. If you have a very long migration process and very long migration job, it is recommended to create a new distribution point and migrate the content in one, within a day or within 2 days. You will be able to do that. And instead of the shared distribution point, please use the new distribution point which is created by the SCCM 2012. But if you have a very short time period for migration of the SCCM 2007 to 2012, using the shared distribution point could be very useful. WSUS migration. There is a couple of minor changes in the way of the managing of the software updates in the SCCM 2012, like we are using update groups instead of the update list. It has the same purpose. So we are listing the software updates that we are would like to manage, but we are using the update group instead of the update list. And the migration of the custom updates, for example, the Java updates, Adobe updates, and other third-party updates that you are providing by the System Center Update Publisher right now in the SCCM 2007, cannot be migrated to new environment. You have to rebuild the System Center Update Publisher in the SCCM 2012, and you have to upload the contents to the new System Center Update Publisher environment. So this is a manual process. It is not able to automate it. There is a brand new behavior of managing the deadlines in the System Center updates. And this is very useful for me because most of the customers that I worked for using a dummy maintenance window. Do you know what dummy maintenance window means? Everybody is using that? Yeah. The dummy maintenance windows is used in the SCCM 2007 without any reason. The dummy maintenance windows was created to stop the software update installation or stop the system restart if an agent is running out of the specified maintenance window for the specified software update cycle. In the SCCM 2012, we have a deadline behavior settings in the collections, which means in the collection and the software update, which means that we can specify what SCCM clients must have to do when it reaches the software update maintenance window, end of the software update maintenance window. For example, I can enable or disable the continuing the installing the software update. I can enable or disable the restart of the system if the software update takes longer than the maintenance window. What does it mean? For example, I have 1 hour maintenance window. The software update installation takes about 2 hours. In that case, all the software updates that have been installed within the first hour, that will be installed. And the rest of the software updates which are out of the specified maintenance window will not be installed and the system will be not restarted. So you have to consider when you are configuring the maintenance window in the new SCCM environment. Custom hardware inventory. Who is using much more detailed hardware inventory than the SCCM 2007 has? Yes. I have some good news for you, because it is very easy to migrate the existing custom smsdev.mov files to the new environment, and you will be able to do further customization in the SCCM 2012 without any hands-on programming or custom MOV file development. and I have a short demo about it. I'm trying to open my demo environment. Yeah. Okay. And as you can see, I have an SCCM console opened. And I'm, if I'm trying to configure the hardware inventory information, I have to go to the client settings. And you can see there is at least one client setting, which is called default client settings. This is created by design, by default, when you are installing the SCCM 2012. And this contains the default structure of the hardware inventory. So, for example, if you would like to extend the functionality or you would like to extend the boundary of the hardware inventory, you have to modify the default client settings. If you are going to the additional client settings, you will not be changed the default configuration of the hardware inventory. So let's see how can we change the hardware inventory in the SCCM 2012. If you have a custom SMS.mofly that has been used in the SCCM 2007, just go to the hardware inventory, open the hardware inventory classes in, by using the set classes button, and there will be a hardware inventory classes window open that will list all the information which is collected by the SCCM 2012 right now. But if you have a custom SMS deadpool both from the SCCM 2007 environment, you can import it. Just you have to browse the desired MOF file, you have to upload it, and it will apply to existing environment. You don't have to take care about the manual configuration or the manual customization of the SMS.mof file. And if you will have some further requirement, for example, you would like to add even more and more details to the hardware environment, you can use this console also. You don't have to create VMI queries. You don't have to change manually the SMS.mof file. Just you have to click on the Add. You have to connect to the existing namespace. For example, I'm connecting to the SIM version 2, but you can connect to any kind of namespace which is installed on your environment. I'm selecting the recursive to upload all the sub-information in the VMI. Connecting, uploading all the classes. And you will see a full list about what kind of information are collected from the VMI environment and which information has not been collected, which is stated by the column in the exit. For example, I had a customer who would like to know that what kind of onboard devices are enabled or disabled on the several servers. And this is not collected by default in the hardware environment. And I don't have to create a custom VMI query to find this information. Just for example, I have to find a class name, I can edit it, which means that I can specify what kind of information must be collected by the hardware inventory of the SCCM 2012 from the VMI. For example, I can collect tag, caption, creation, class name, but mostly I would like to find out if it is enabled or disabled. For example, I'm enabling the caption, which is a which is a decimal string, and I would like to know if it is powered on or not. Apply. And now, if I'm going back to the hardware inventory information, I can select onboard devices, collecting the onboard devices information with all the information I have specified. So this is very easy to change or modify the hardware inventory information in the SCCM 2012. And you don't have to be afraid of migrating the existing SMSDev .mof files from SCCM 2007 to 2012. Okay, let's talk about the operating system deployment. There was no challenge when we have started the migration from SCCM 2007 to SCCM 2012. All the images, boot images, operating system installation images, drivers, task sequences can be migrated by the migration jobs of the SCCM 2012. But after the service pack of the SCCM 2012, there are a couple of major changes in the operating system deployment, which has a big effect on the migration of the SCCM. The first of all is we have a new Windows pre-install environment, version 4 instead of version 3 in the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1. It means that WinP4 has a different driver model than the WinP3 has. It means that we will not be able to use the same drivers in the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1, which is used in the SCCM 2007. So that's why the driver migration is not recommended for the boot images. The task sequences, which are including any kind of third-party extensions like MDT or other vendors provided, will not be migrated using the migration jobs. And old version of the boot images will be migrated to the new environment, but you will not be able to change the content of the boot images. For example, you will not be able to insert new drivers or remove existing drivers from the boot images which have been migrated from the old environment. I strongly recommend you that use PowerShell commands instead of the MDT. All the functionality that's provided by the MDT for the SCCM 2012 can be performed by the PowerShell. So to avoid this kind of behavior, for example, that you are not able to migrate very complex task sequences from the old environment to the new one because it contains a couple of third-party extensions, I strongly recommend you, when you are developing new task sequences in the SCCM 2012, create PowerShell commands instead of the MDT functions. What are the major changes in the WinP4 in the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1? It has a new driver model, as I mentioned before, and you are not able to add the same drivers to the boot image that you were able to add to the SCCM 2007. Most of the drivers which are published by the vendors these days are included in the WinP4. How can you find it? I will show you the way if WinP4 is supported in your environment or your hardware or not. Probably you may have to use the additional specific drivers when you are booting WinP4. What does that mean? Most of the biggest vendors like the HP, Dell, and the IBM has released the new drivers for the WinP4 environment. For example, the HP has a HP scripting toolkit 9.4, which is the latest version, which is containing the different drivers for WinP4 environment. These drivers can be used in the SCCM 2012 Service Pack 1. In case of you have to add new drivers for the boot images in the SCCM 2012, please use the latest driver packages that has been published by the vendors. There is a very serious issue which is stated by just a few hardware versions. And I have hands-on experience, for example, the HP ProLiant Gen 7 servers. Who has Gen 7? Only you? Oh, some of them. And everybody tried to use the SCCM 2012 with the Gen 7 servers? You are lucky. Because if you haven't tried. Because if you are trying to install not Windows Server 2012 operating system, but 2008 R2 and smaller operating system versions using the WinP4 environment, in every case, if you are using the auto-apply drivers or applied driver package task sequence during the installation of the operating system, you will be failed and the operating system won't be installed because of it has an issue in the SCCM 2012 configuration that the driver installation will fail. It is able to download the driver packages, it is able to insert in the operating system installation process, but not able to apply the drivers. And Microsoft is working on the working on the workaround, and we have another workaround. Issue is available only if you are using the operating system media-based installation, not the image-based installation. That's why you have to create, if you are using the media-based installation, you have to change it to the image-based installation, and you have to inject the drivers to the images directly instead of applying the drivers automatically. And I have a very small demo about this issue and the way how can you find out what kinds of drivers has been installed in the WinBE4 environment. Just a moment. I'm trying to connect my demo environment, and it is not able right now. But it doesn't matter because I have written all the required commands in the presentation also. Just I would like to run the behavior and the time consuming of this process. These are the steps that I would like to present in the demo. The way to find out what kind of drivers are pre-installed in the WinBE4 environment, you have to use the DISM, DISM functionality of the Windows operating system. First of all, you have to mount the image, and after that, in the step 3, you can add additional drivers to the existing environment. And if you would like to find out what kind of drivers has been installed in the WinBE4, you have to use the get drivers command line switch using the DISM, and it will list all the drivers installed in the WinBE4 environment. These command line parameters are valid for the Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012, and if you are performing the DISM command on the Windows 7 or Windows Server 2008 version, you have to use the not the image info, but you have to use instead of the WinInfo, mount vim, unmount vim, and vim file switches instead of the image one. Client migration. The in-place migration of the clients is supported. In a default version or the previous version of the SCCM 2012, which means without Service Pack 1, we were not able to select that the Silverlight is installed or not. But from now, the Silverlight installation can be skipped. What does that mean? Silverlight is required only when the application catalog is used. For example, if you have a SCCM 2012 environment, which is used for managed only the servers, not for the computers which are used by the end users, mostly the application web catalog will not be used in most of the cases. So that's why you don't have to require to install the Silverlight itself. So we can skip it. You can see at the end of the slide, the command line of installing the SCCM agent that is skipping the Silverlight exe installation. The client migration process. The client migration process preserves a couple of information which is used by the SCCM 2007 agent, which is very useful for us. For example, it will using the same client variables which were used in the SCCM 2007. It will contain the inventory which is collected by the SCCM 2008 agent. It will use the same state, it will use the same execution history, it will use the same rerun status, it will use the same GUID information, which is very useful when I have a specific report or a specific query which are based on some kind of information listed in this slide. What is the client migration process itself? First of all, I have to create a distribution point in the SCCM 2012, and you have to make sure about that you are deselecting the enable this distribution point for pre-stage content option of the distribution point, because if you are not deselecting this option, the client will not be able to install on the SCCM environment. As I mentioned before, bits 2.5 has been installed on the Windows Server 2008 operating 2003 operating systems, and the prerequisite for the client installation is a .NET framework 3.0. And if you don't have 3.0, this is not a problem. The client will be installed as .NET framework version 4 by default. The push installation, you can use the same switches which is used by the command lines from the service pack 1. Before the service pack 1, you will not be able to use the force reboot, skip rack, pair logon, bit priority, download timeout, and the force install switches. But from the service pack 1, you can use it in the push install configuration object also. Forefront protection. For everyone who is using forefront endpoint protection under the SCCM 2007, and if you have several custom policies which is used by the endpoint protection, you can reuse it in the SCCM 2012. You are not able to migrate it using the migration jobs, but you can simply export it and export from the SCCM 2007, and you can import it in the 2012. This is quite simple, and there is a proof. There is a proof for that you can use it, because if you are opening an XML file which is containing a policy for the endpoint protection, you will see the schema information, which is stated that the endpoint protection 2010 version is used for creating this policy for SCCM 2012. As the latest steps, you will be able to decommission of the remaining data or remaining part of the SCCM 2007 after you have finished the migration of the 2012. What does that mean? First of all, you have to clean up the migration information on the SCCM 2012 if you have used the migration job functionality of the SCCM 2012. There is a very simple option for that. There is a cleanup migration data, and it will clean up the SQL Server database of the SCCM. You have to delete the secondary sites first. You have to delete the parent sites. You have to go from down to the top from the hierarchy. And after that, you have deleted all the site system from the SCCM 2007. You have to clean up the Active Directory information, which means you have to go to the Active Directory, open the system and the system management container, and you have to delete manually if it has not been deleted during the decommission of the SCCM sites, the remaining information like SMS site, SMS management point, service locator point, and the site code itself. Let's summarize the consideration in a very few sentences. First of all, you have to, when you are starting the migration to the SCCM 2012, you have to redesign the hierarchy. You have to remove the unnecessary sites and the site components, and you have to install only the required site components in the SCCM 2012. In most of the cases, you can use one primary site and several distribution points in the new environment. So in some cases, maybe some more sites or site servers are required, but more than 90% of the installation, only these two components is enough in the new environment. You have to avoid to migrate the unused or unneeded objects and packages if you are using the migration jobs. You have to use the new features in the SCCM 2012 instead of existing solutions. What does that mean? I strongly recommend you that you have to use application instead of the packages in the SCCM 2012. If you have MSI-based installation packages, you have to create an application and you have to use it as an application when you are distributing the software instead of the packages. And if you have an operating system installation which is based on the media-based information, it is strongly recommended that to change it to the image-based installation. And if you are using the image-based installation for the operating system deployment, you will be able to use the servicing functionality of the SCCM 2012, which enables you to install software updates in an offline mode, offline method to the operating system installation images. You have to remove the obstacles from the agent installation. What that means, you have to install the bits, you have to update the service level information of the operating system, and you have to install .NET Framework 3.0 if you don't want to avoid the installation of .NET Framework 4.0. You have to communicate the changes of the end users before the new components has been installed on their computers. You have to perform the migration in small batches. If you are performing a bulk migration in the environment, and if you have some kind of defects on the migration jobs, it can be destruct the existing SCCM hierarchy. And the latest step after the successful migration, you have to clean up the Active Directory and all the related objects after the decommission of the SCCM 2007. I'm checking my demo environment, and yes, it is available again. And now we will be able to help you. How can you find out what kind of drivers are installed in the VMP4 environment? Okay. So let me see. I have a boot image containing the D drive, and if I would like to get the information about this image, I will find that there is a boot image version which has a name, number index 1, and then I would like to mount it. Yes, it was quite quick. And after that, I would like to get information about the drivers. As you can see, there's no any third-party drivers installed in the VMP4 environment. And we can check what kind of drivers and what kind of version of the drivers has been installed. For example, if I'm going to the folder which is containing the mounted image, and I'm going to the Windows folder, inf, and I will be able to see the list of the INF file which is contains the information about the default install driver in BMP4. For example, if I'm selecting the Broadcom devices and I'm going to the end of the inf file, I will see what kind of Broadcom network card are supported by the BMP4 environment. If I would like to get a list about it, because I don't want to check all the INF file one by one, I can use the same command with a switch all, and it will list you all the drivers with the version numbers which is pre-installed in the VMP4 environment. Takes about 20 seconds. Yes, it will create a list, and you can forward this information to the text file, and you can use the content of the text file for further investigation. As you can see, there is the name of the INF file and the class name, what is the provider. In the most of the cases in the VMP4 environment, this is the Microsoft, and you will see the exact number of the version of the driver which is used in VMP4. And as I mentioned before, that it is strongly recommended to insert the new drivers into even in the boot image or even in the operating system image. And this is a very easy to perform it, like using the following commands. I have uploaded the new driver package from DHP. Oops, I've missed something. Just a moment. Yes. And now this command insert all the drivers which is contained in the NIC folder to the boot image. And it will take about, because there is how many? 13 drivers. In the new latest version of the HP scripting toolkit, it takes about not more than half a minute. And this tool will convert the name of the INF file to the new naming convention, which is called OAM1, OAM2, OAM3, and counting the numbers higher. And we can see the result. Like using the same information, using the same command. And now we will have a couple of third-party drivers listed. As you can see, that the provider name is, in most of the case, the Hewlett-Packard company. And you will see the version of the drivers which are used by this, this boot image. After that, I can commit it, like DISM. Yes, and using this command and using this process, you can avoid driver selecting or driver founding methodology that could take for several days, several weeks to find out what is the problem with the drivers, how can you find the proper drivers for the operating system media-based installation. But now if you are inserting directly the drivers to the boot image or directly installing the drivers to the environment, it will you will be able to avoid this kind of problems and information, and it is very strong, very short process. I have an error message because I've left open the mounted environment. If I'm running again, yes, it's already dismounted. So thank you for participating of this breakout session. And as I mentioned before, I strongly recommend the remaining sessions, which are focusing on the SCCM 2007 and 2012 migration. We would like to hear from you, and please evaluate my session on the Comnet event, on Comnet Hall. And I would like to thank you for participating on this event. And as I mentioned before, if you have any questions according to the migrations, current migration or the planned migration in the near future, I will stay in front of the door and I will be ready to answer for all the questions which are asked by you. And thank you.